Hello, everyone, and welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Excited to have a first-time guest on since I've been doing this with Livingston Mayor, Miss Lori Elder Burnett. Thanks for being here, Mayor. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. First time I've met you, and I'm excited to get to know you a little bit today and talk about your time as mayor so far and some of the goals you have as being mayor. But we do want to get to know you first. I know people in Livingston and Overton County are familiar with you, but this show reaches across the Upper Cumberland, so I'd love to get some background from you. So, are you born and raised over Overton County and a Livingston resident? Or
no, born in Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
Lived there, went to high school there, went to UT Knoxville, UT Memphis, lived in Nashville for a little while, and then came home. So I was gone for 17 years.
Okay.
And came back to Livingston.
Yeah, well, so Nashville, Memphis is a little bit different than Livingston, right?
Absolutely.
I lived in Nashville 3.5 years, and I couldn't wait to get back to Baxter. So, and I'm not ever going to leave.
Well, when I first left, that was, my goal. I didn't know that I would be back in Livingston and enjoyed living in Nashville. And when the idea came to mind, I still had hesitation, but I really feel like living in those, I've lived in Knoxville, Memphis, and Nashville.
Sure.
And it gives you perspective and appreciation for small town life. And I didn't know how much I appreciated it until I went there, and really glad that I was born and raised in a small town.
So did you have a favorite out of those three cities, Knoxville, Memphis, or Nashville, to live in?
Probably Nashville.
Nashville.
And I was there longer, too.
Yeah.
But now I love all three. So
yeah.
Still.
Well, all three have their great characteristics,
That's exactly
right. And they're all different.
They are.
To be honest, they're all completely different, which they're different parts of the state. So when you graduated college, what did you do?
Well, I'm actually a physical therapist.
Okay.
So when I left UT Knoxville, I went to UT Memphis to become a physical therapist. So I didn't live in Memphis very long, and my first job was at Baptist Hospital in Nashville.
Okay. Well, that's great. You've probably seen a lot and helped a lot of people. So you've been in service for a long time, right?
I have. Yes, I have.
So when you come back to Livingston, did you get involved with the community? Did you do anything there as far as service goes and, public service in any way?
Well, initially not until I got into the business development end of the company that I just left last August. I worked for Amedisys Home Health, and I was a traveling physical therapist for 15 years and then got into the sales part, the business development, and decided to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce. So that's kind of when I started, being interested in seeing what kind of improvements Livingston was working on, and the goal and vision, and more excited about our small town community.
Livingston is wonderful. I mean, my grandmother's from Overton County, and she's been gone from us from 10 years now. But I've spent a lot of time there growing up, have friends there growing up in high school and stuff, and just love the community. Of course, Livingston has grown so much, not only population wise, but just with the appearance, the cosmetic of the way it looks and all the things y'all offer now. And so when you're at the chamber, you're watching this, right? I'm assuming you're on the board, I'm assuming the chamber board.
Yes.
And you're watching these grow. So, I mean, you've been a part of that, right, for the last few years?
I have. I forgot which year that I became a board member. And then I was going to be president-elect. And then this came about, so I was automatically on the executive board. And so I've started getting involved in a lot of things, including Leadership Overton, and really learning more. I had traveled all of Overton County as a home health therapist, and so I got to know the whole area, but just more involved in community.
So let's just get right into your mayor term. Last year, a mayor's race is occurring. The sitting mayor's not running again. Curtis, I've known Curtis a long time. And so what made you decide you wanted to put your name in the race for mayor of Livingston?
Well, initially that was not something that I aspired to do. But as I got more and more involved, and I was encouraged by several people to say, hey, why don't you think about this? And I was really pretty sick at my stomach initially when I started thinking about it, because it's big. I'm not someone that liked change. I had been with my last company 25 years, and so there were a lot of considerations. But I don't know. I felt like that I was led to do that, and I felt like that at later in my career that it was a great move to keep learning so I could give to the community like I'd given to the healthcare world. And I don't know, it was just exciting to get involved that way.
Well, you're definitely going to continue to learn in that position, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to talk about that because I love the fact that you mentioned people had encouraged you, right? A lot of times, especially in local races, whether it's city or county, in my county, my background's county government. So in city and county, a lot of the times we decide to run because somebody said, hey, you ought to consider running for mayor. You ought to be consider running for commission or you ought to whatever. And that's kind of how it starts a lot of the times. That's how it started with me for commission is somebody said, you know what? You need to run for county commission. And I had the and I look at it now, fortune to follow in my uncle 8 years after he passed. He was one of the best commissioners I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, right? And you're following somebody that's been there a long time. Curtis served as mayor for many years.
Many years.
And so, and done a great job. So you're following that. But it often starts with friends or colleagues or counterparts saying, hey, this is coming up. You ought to consider that. And that's what happened to you.
And Curtis was very supportive of me running as well.
He has told me that. And I've talked to Curtis several times and happy for him now. But he has bragged on you. And so what's something, you know, you're almost a year in, right? Mm-hmm. Almost there to that first 12 months. What's something that's surprised you in the first year as being mayor that maybe you didn't understand or know before that?
Well, I just think it's just large. I mean, there's so many things that you get into, so many details. You know, I walked into, Curtis and others' team with him. You know, there were multiple grants that were, you get them in 2020 and then they start to come to life like right now when I got here. So there were lots and lots of details that you had to know as far as those types of improvements. You have to learn to know about our water system and what, you know, when they would come in and the guys would come in and say, well, we need to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, get back here and explain to me exactly what you're doing. You know, you're the day in, day out. I mean, you're managing the water, the sewer, the airport, the water plant, the sewer plant, police, mm-hmm. fire, mm-hmm. you know, so there's just, and you have a lot of employees.
Streets.
So there's always street department, parks.
Yep.
You've got so many departments, and there's just always a lot of inner workings with those. There's always, you know, you've always got to maintain things. You've always got improvements to be made just within those, much less your downtown, your infrastructure, your sidewalks. I mean, it's just a lot of material that you sometimes don't think about when you're on the outside looking in to all the things that those that have come before me have already accomplished and done well.
Yeah, and the Mayor Livingston's unique for a lot of the mayor offices in the state of Tennessee. It's a full-time position, right?
It's what's called a strong mayor.
Yeah.
So the strong mayor is the mayor plus the city manager. And so I don't think people realize that either, that they, you know, because you, it depends on where you've lived in the past on how you see it done. But it's not just the part-time.
You're doing it all. Because, you know, if you go to Coolville, you have a part-time mayor and city manager. You go to Baxter, you have a part-time mayor and recorder, you know, and all good. You have a part-time mayor and city manager. You're the mayor and city manager. You're doing it all.
And not to discount any of those other jobs
because
they do a great job. But it is full-time. It's more than full-time.
So you left your career as a physical therapist to pursue the government side of things.
I did.
And obviously you're doing well for your first year. And it's you know, I'm not giving you advice because you know, but it's going to take you more than a year, right?
Oh, absolutely.
To get you where you want to go.
Absolutely.
And so you talked about all the things that's going on. Livingston's thriving and things are going well. How many employees roughly do y'all have right now? And are you looking to maybe add more workforce at some point in time?
Well, full-time employees, we have about 92 right now.
Okay.
Because of all, you know, the departments. And, you know, our water department is probably larger than most know. So we have, you know, that some of our utility departments that helps create that larger number. And, you know, we try to keep our public safety well staffed just to keep us safe mm-hmm. and in the community. And I will have to brag on all of my supervisors have been incredible, supported me because, you know, I depend on them to teach me, you know, what their job is as well. So we have a great team, great city hall. You know, if I have a question, I have inside sources and outside former mayor and just a lot of people that I can consult with if I have a question.
And you mentioned grants earlier. So, you know, the application for grants is not instantaneous, right? It's a process.
Correct.
If you win that grant, the implementation of the grant's not instantaneous. It's a process. So when you come in, how many of those grants, were those grants that y'all had already been awarded, or are those things that y'all had applied for, or was it a mixed bag of both?
When I came in, obviously, those were some that had already been awarded. Some of them, one or two of them, were in the process. We've had a couple that have kind of finished up since I have been there. But, yes, and so just learning all the ins and outs. And, you know, you have multiple people who help you write those grants. Mm-hmm. And we work closely with – we have some grant writers, and then the UCDD helps us with some grants. And, you know, that's a great help.
What's one of the grants that you came into that's helped the city the most?
Well, probably. I mean, the one that completed right when I got there was our South Church Street downtown. And yes. Not saying that it helped it the most, but that was the most prominent one whenever I came. It's kind of helped our downtown area, helped the look. It finally, you know, the markings and everything just finished after the first of the year. So you need to go see it if you haven't.
Sure.
So it's beautiful. We're getting ready to start our Courthouse Plaza. That's been going on for a long time. And, you know, what happens is there's always, when it takes a while, then the price of everything changes.
It
takes a while to get, you know, all your everything completed and approved to make that go forward.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm delighted to have Miss Lori Elder Burnett. She is the mayor of Livingston. First time she's been on Local Matters with me, and excited to hear more from her. We'll be back in just a moment after this break.
You go.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Mayor Lori Elder Burnett from the city of Livingston. Glad to have her on. This is the first time I'm getting to meet you, Mayor, and happy to get to know you today. We were talking about grants. You walked into a situation where y'all had been awarded some grants, and obviously those, as you mentioned, helped Church Street and downtown. You said you served on the chamber board for many years, several years, and was going to be the president before you decided to run for mayor. So you understand and know the importance of what downtown, how that looks to bring in tourism, right? I mean,
yes.
It's very important. So tell me about some of that. You got the grant for Church Street that's obviously helped, but you understand the importance of it.
I do. And well before me, many, many years ago, too, there was some people that had a great vision for our downtown. And fortunately, we're one of the cities that gets some sales tax back for downtown revitalization. So, and we've renamed our downtown revitalization committee to our Main Street Downtown Historic Commission. And there are several people on that committee that really work hard that don't get paid. You know, they just volunteer their time to help with that. So they're the ones that come up with the vision to improve our downtown and identify the areas that they think that we could utilize that money for. So there's a committee that does that. So again, before me, they did our Central Park that brings a huge it has been so helpful to the community because we have a splash pad, we have a little workout area, we have a covered pavilion that is near one of our local restaurants, and it is well attended. So it's been a great asset. Just the lights around the downtown. We have other volunteers that want to see that just come in and put some lights on top of their buildings just to kind of help with that Hallmark look. That's
sure.
What people tell us when it comes to
yeah.
Christmas in the country. We do have some, we have another TDOT sidewalk project. We're getting pedestrian crosswalks. We're just getting a lot of little nice touches to keep our downtown looking appealing to go to our downtown shops and come to some of our events and our concerts that will be coming up that we may talk about a little bit later.
We will. Sometimes the difference, I was just appointed to the Tennessee Tourism Committee by Commissioner Ezell. So with my role as a commissioner in Putnam County and being on the Visitors Bureau Council here in Putnam County, he wanted me to be on and serve. And so I understand tourism some, enough mm-hmm. to be dangerous. But, you know, one of the differences for somebody driving through your town for the first time, and whether they stop or they continue driving to the next town is the way things look, right? Are the streets smooth and not running into potholes? Are the sidewalks safe enough to walk on? Are there lights, like you just said, on buildings that draw you in at night? And are there shops or restaurants that makes it worth the time for that visitor to pull in and park and get out and walk around? And sometimes that's the way it looks, the way it feels, is the difference of them stopping and spending money or going on to Solana or going on to Jamestown or going to Cookeville, wherever they're coming from. That's sometimes the difference. So a perfect example, we were just in Utah, and there's a small town near Bryce Canyon called Panguitch, a town of 1,200 people. And we're driving through it to get to our next destination, and we stopped because it looked like a nice town. The appearance, the storefronts, the restaurants, and we pull in, and they're having a hot air balloon festival the same day. So, and we see that on the light pole, hot air balloon festival, June, the last weekend of June, whatever, and we're there. Things like that, advertising those events, advertising, that's what makes people stop and get out and spend money.
Right.
And so as long as you continue working for that, you're always going to have people stopping in Livingston and staying for a little while.
I think so. And our chamber has been instrumental, too, in getting some facade grants for our downtown area. I mean, we have a lot of resources out there. We're thankful that the state of Tennessee does have, you know, different grants for us and the chamber that they can apply for to help draw in those tourists to our area.
Is the Airbnb market growing in Livingston where people can come and stay the night?
Oh, it is. Yes. And our Airbnbs are staying full.
Good.
I mean, we're getting a lot of volume in our Airbnbs for sure.
Does the chamber or the city have, when people come in to stay in at Airbnbs in the city, do y'all have like packets or anything you give out to them when they check in? Hey, go see this. Go eat here. Do y'all do any of that stuff?
Well, we have that information, and based on the owner of the Airbnb, I know there are several of them that have that, and they may all. I may not have all that information, but the chamber gets involved.
Well, and that's one of the roles of the chamber, right, to help those small business owners, Airbnbs, draw people there. And we've been accused in Putnam County of saying we want people to come spend their money then leave, and that's not the case. People moved to Upper Cumberland. People move in Overton County, especially since COVID. People are coming like crazy to live here. But it's also good to have people come through and visit and spend money, and, you know, they go to another town to spend money, whatever. We all work together. But the idea of tourism and making those things convenient is very important. In Livingston, y'all have done a great job, and I know you're going to continue that. What are some of the events? You're talking about events. What are some of the events that y'all are going to be doing?
So for the fourth, in the city of Livingston, we don't do a large event, but we do have, for our youth, we have a little Patriots parade that you need to be on the lookout for that for the youth. It doesn't last very long. It starts at the chamber. It's about a 30-minute little parade. But we, in August, we do have a couple of exciting events coming up. August 2nd, we have Baker Blankenship coming, and the Garrett Boys will be opening up for Baker. And that is going to be, I think we'll have a great turnout. Baker is a Livingston native, so a lot of people are excited about him coming. And then August 9th, we have our Summer Fest, where Four on the Floor and Jake Hoot will be there.
Good.
So those should be well attended as well. So watch for Central Park Livingston concerts. And I think if you look even on I-40 down here, we've got a couple of billboards advertising those events.
Well, those concert series have been successful so far.
They have.
And you're continuing that. Are those free admission or free to attend?
Well, the first one was, which I know that's in the past, but it was very well attended. I mean, we estimated 1,600 people that came to that one in our park. We had the Fleetwood Mac and Eagles tribute bands. And then, so the next two, we are charging, it's not a big fee, but it's $30 if you buy them ahead of time for both of those, just to kind of help cover.
Well, I mean, I think people know, but artists are most of the time are not going to sing for free, right? It's very rare. And I mean, they have to earn a living too.
That's right.
It's very rare that somebody's going to come say, hey, Mayor, I'll play for free. And that way you don't, and even then you still got to pay for overhead costs and stages and lighting.
There's a lot to it that, you know.
So, I mean, admission, unless you can get a bunch of huge sponsors, you're probably going to have to charge.
Right, and we do have some sponsorships as well, so that helps. But we're excited to have those two concerts coming up in August.
So do y'all have anything for fall scheduled for events as of right now?
Well, we typically have a Falloween, which draws a very large crowd to Livingston. The kids love it, and we try to, you know, promote that and support that That'll be our activity late October. We also have, we now have an Overton County Arts Council that is very active, and they've been putting on some activities at the chamber once a month to promote just an artist, and they interview each other. That's a nice little addition. And then in October, they have what's called, they have a, there's a plan art activity where you can apply to go throughout the county, yeah, take your canvas and paint our area. And that went off. This will be our second annual. Oh. So you need to watch for those those two things.
That
as
sounds
well,
fun. So. Give people a chance to go out and do some painting in the city and county. That's
yes.
great.
Yes.
That's awesome. I'm with Mayor Lori Elder Burnett. She is the from the city of Livingston. She's mayor. She started in 24. So she's not quite finished her first year of service. Talking good things in Livingston. We have one more segment with her. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with the mayor of Livingston, Miss Lori Elder Burnett, in her first year of service as mayor. But born and raised and spent most of your life there, a few years you were gone, and becoming a physical therapist and working. But you're back, and you've been back for a while. So glad to have you on. First time I got to meet you and talk to you.
Thank you.
Great information so far. So let's talk a little bit about being mayor, your first year. You're learning a lot. You mentioned that coming in. How important is it to work with this the county and the schools and other parts of the city and county? Have you been able to do that so far?
I have. I have, you know, established a good relationship with the county thus far. We, you know, we've been in multiple meetings together, trying to collaborate, you know, city and county together, because we're all one team. We, with our courthouse project, they were gracious, and I think they had agreed to it in the past, but we are have skin in it together for the Courthouse Plaza project that we said is going to get started hopefully in July. So that's going to be it's going to be beautiful when that's finished, and I think both city and county will be very proud of what's being done on the square. You know, I've been to the school system, and you know, everybody in the county has reached out to me too, and we're working well together.
So I have found, and I used to work with all the counties up Upper Cumberland, as my career, but I've worked with other counties across the state, and I have found the successful counties and cities are the ones that work together,
right,
that invest in each other, communicate, plan together, seize opportunities, grants that involve, because there's, as you know, in your short time as mayor, but you know this, there's a lot of grants that both cities and counties in that jurisdiction have to participate in to get it, right?
Yes, they do.
And you have to put skin in the game and put money up sometimes on grants that are matching grants, and both cities and counties are required to do that to make it work, and sometimes they just don't do it.
Right.
But Livingston and Overton County, like in Putnam and Cookeville and Baxter and Allgood and Monterey, we've all worked together, and that's really how you grow going forward and provide opportunities for not only your citizens to have a better quality of life, but for the people coming through and visiting, as we talked about tourism. So I think it's great that y'all are able, the county invested into the Courthouse Plaza, which it's a county courthouse, and they should, right? That's ownership of it.
Yes.
Beautiful courthouse. How old is it? Do you remember?
You know,
I'm putting you on the spot. I know.
Yeah, I don't know my history on the exact date for the courthouse.
It's old.
But it is old, but it is beautiful.
It's beautiful and inside and out. But needed some help.
It
right?
did. And part of this is because, you know, of some, the basement was getting some water into it. It's just to keep the structure of the courthouse also intact. The plaza needed an uplift.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so. Y'all working towards that. And I think being proactive instead of reactive is always a good strategy. So let's talk about you're about to finish your first year, I should say, as mayor. You got guaranteed 3 years left. Is that right?
Correct.
For 4 year term?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Sometimes
yes.
They're 2 years.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah, it's 4 years.
It's 4 year terms. What are your goals for the next 3 years? What would you like to see happen in Livingston?
Well, I think the things that I see that need, you know, a lot of work, which also requires money. you know, our parks, we have a great ballpark in my mind. There's always improvements, though. There's always things that can be added and upgraded and modernized. So, you know, we have the city ballpark. And then we have the pool, which needs lots of repair, because I can remember when I was a lifeguard, that was when the pool opened. And so I really want to I'm working with UCDD right now on a grant to get a master plan, because they really, the state and others, want you to have a master plan first before they want to provide any additional funding to help you with those areas. But it's really important to me for the kids to have somewhere to go during the summer.
Sure.
And I think it's really important for every child to learn to swim if they can. Yep. So that's kind of my heart, is the swimming pool. Things that are also always in need of repair are sidewalks, city streets. TDOT just came through town and paved all of our state highways, which goes through our downtown area on three sides. We got that done, and out going east, we got some of that done too. So that was great. That helped a lot. But we still have several city streets that need repair. The infrastructure is always on your mind. Mm-hmm. You always want to try to stay ahead as much as you can, but there's not always a grant for that, right. You know, so that's why you have to find ways to be creative to get monies for those kinds of things. You know, our water, you know, we've this our system is old, so you're also always looking for grants that you to obtain to upgrade it, upgrade your service lines. We're getting the automatic meter readers. We have a lot put in. We're going forward with that. We work closely with our engineers to try to always keep our drinking water safe, mm-hmm. and everything upgraded. And those are some, you know, large dollars always, too, that you have to always be on the lookout for things, so you don't get behind the eight ball on that, to keep everything rolling there. You know, anything that, you know, I'm still studying things that are realistic to bring to our community. I think people are always throwing me ideas. I'm studying with some of our regional partners. I have great relationships already with several of our mayors, trying to pick their brains on what they're doing and how to improve really life for youth, try to retain, keep the high schoolers, college-age kids to stay in Livingston and want to work there, through the chamber, getting to know the industries, making sure we're taking care of the people that have already, you know, given their sweat equity to staying in Livingston, and making sure that we do have industry places to eat, entertainment. You know, you're always looking for the things to for entertainment to come to your community, so your community does, yeah, want to stay in Livingston for that. Elderly people are my heart. Those were the people that I always served. I always want to see them taken care of when it comes to public safety or whatever that I can touch,
sure,
to help them to have things to do and stay safe in our community as well.
Well, I love that. And you mentioned something important to me, is the elderly and what we can do to help them. Because, you know, unfortunately, all my grandparents are gone. I don't have any grandparents left. I miss them dearly. But I got to serve as commissioner for 1 or 2 years while my grandmother on my mom's side was still alive. And she would always call me and say, when y'all going to do this, or when y'all going to do that to help us out? And it was a good conversation, but they are very vital to our communities. Anything you can do to help is amazing. Speaking of money, the budget, have you all approved a budget for fiscal year 25-26?
Hopefully that will occur in
in a few hours. Yeah, so you're doing that tonight.
Yes.
Any highlights of the budget? Is there a proposed tax increase or anything like that in the budget?
Well, we are discussing that tonight. Yeah. So, but we're in a reappraisal year, so you have to go through some steps,
sure,
to do that if you do increase that at all. So,
well, and I do know enough that property values in Livingston and the county have went up, right?
They have.
So that certified rate's dropping.
That's correct.
And that's a decision the council would have to make, to say, are we going to keep it at that certified rate and bring in that's pretty much the same amount of money as we did last year, or are we,
right,
going to do something to increase the rate for, you know, for some growth? And that's y'all's decision.
That's right.
You know, y'all have to make that decision. How many council members are there?
We have six.
And you're a voting member?
I'm not.
You're not?
Well, I'm a tiebreaker.
You're a tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So you're, okay, that's right. Mm-hmm. Again, you're a full-time mayor, and I forget that you don't serve as a voting member the whole time.
Right.
For your sake, I hope they don't vote 3-3 tonight. I hope they take care of it like they're supposed to, right?
That's correct.
But so the budget will hopefully be passed in a few hours, and that's one less thing you got to worry about. But capital projects, like you mentioned, sidewalks, streets, that's always a big part of your budget.
It is. And, you know, that's, and it's gotten as everyone knows, that's more and more expensive all the time too on getting those things. So, you know, sometimes you do have to do capital outlay notes to get some of those activities, some of those jobs taken care of.
Yes, so, I mean, sometimes you got to borrow money to progress, right?
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with issuing debt as long as you have the capacity to pay for it every year. And you're not going to issue debt unless you do, right?
That's correct.
I've seen some counties and cities get in trouble because they thought they did. But if you're not borrowing money or doing projects, you're not growing.
That's right. And you're not taking care of the things that you have.
Right.
And, you know, it's another thing that you hate to know that you have to spend a large amount of money on. But, you know, you've got to make sure your water flow is good, your broken tiles, things that people don't ever even think of. That you got to find ways to take care of all that. That's infrastructure, too.
Yes.
We have to have all of that. So,
well, one thing I learned through COVID and the ARP money is, you know, a lot of the state wanted to go to water, right? Infrastructure for water lines, new water lines, repairing water lines. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we learned as a county commission that we have a lot of, in our utility districts, we have a lot of leaks. And to find those leaks is expensive.
Yes,
but
it is.
What's even more expensive is to repair those leaks, right?
Yes.
So you probably had an eye-opening experience in that the first year.
I did. You know, when they started coming in and talking about these, you know, water reports, I was like, wait a minute, get down here with a, you know, let's go through line by line, tell me what you're talking about. So
how did they test the leaks? Did they do smoke testing or how did they do something else? Cameras or anything? Do you know how they?
Well, I mean, sometimes they do. There are, you know, they'll test. They'll take it out to the water plant to see if it's
just
chlorinated.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Or fluorinated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot going on, and I'll send up a prayer for your budget to be passed tonight and hope everything goes well. Appreciate your service and desire to get into the public service. Mayor, it's not easy, right? It's a thankless job. When I say thankless, there's not a lot of thank yous.
That's correct.
There's a lot more of why didn't you do this and do that, but you don't get in it to avoid that. You get in it to serve, and I appreciate your desire to serve.
Well, thank you.
I wish you the best of luck, too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for taking the time. Livingston folks, she mentioned the events, the concert series, August 2nd and August 9th. The August 2nd is Baker Blankenship.
Mm-hmm.
And then August 9th is Jake Hoot. And I couldn't remember the other one that you said is coming before him.
Garrett Brothers are before
Baker,
and then Four on the Floor before Jake Hoot.
So in August, if y'all are looking for something to do, drive it to Livingston, enjoy the concert series. It's a beautiful park where they have the concert. It's a great venue and just a great atmosphere. Mayor, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
your time. Remember, folks, it's a lot easier to smile. It is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. That's how we get through this life. We'll see you soon. See you next week.